This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. The Israeli military and a security source in Lebanon said Israel killed a top Hezbollah commander and several members of the group's elite Ranwan unit in an airstrike on Beirut's southern suburbs on Friday. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Israeli military spokesperson Daniel Hagari said the attack killed Ibrahim Akil, the acting commander of the group's elite Ranwan force. Hagari said the strike also killed other senior members of that unit. Lebanon's health ministry gave a preliminary toll of 12 dead and 66 wounded. Friday's attack caps off a week that saw a stunningly deadly campaign appearing to target Hezbollah figures. On Tuesday, thousands of electronic pagers used by the group detonated. A day later, handheld radios exploded. Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah on Thursday blamed Israel for the blasts, saying it had crossed all red lines and vowing retribution. Israel did not comment on the detonation of the electronics.
Zachary Goldman from Reuters. President Biden is kicking off a busy foreign policy stretch. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
The president tomorrow will host leaders of the Indo-Pacific group known as the Quad at his Delaware home, including dinner at his old high school.
Busy weekend up in Wilmington.
Before White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the focus shifts back here to Washington for a meeting with the United Arab Emirates president and then to Manhattan.
The UN General Assembly up in New York.
And then here again for a meeting with Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky. All the while, leaders are starting to seek meetings with Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, who says he will probably meet with Zelensky next week. It would be their first in-person talk in 5 years. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Residents in Kyiv have been told to stay indoors as air pollution blankets the Ukrainian capital. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Officials say the pollution results from the burning of peatlands and other wildfires combined with autumn temperature fluctuations. The capital woke up to thick smog with the rancid smell of blazing fires in the air. Some people were spotted wearing masks. The Ukrainian capital has topped a list of the most polluted major cities early Friday in a real-time database by IQ Air, a Swiss company that monitors air quality levels. Officials warn about an increased concentration of suspended particles, such as dust, soot, and smoke in the air. I'm Charles de la Desma.
A UN human rights expert says that gang violence is spreading across Haiti as a UN-backed mission targeting criminals remains underfunded and understaffed. William O'Neill said on Friday that Haiti's national police still lack the logistical and technical capacity to fight gangs, which he said are encroaching on new territories as arms and ammunition flow into Haiti despite an international embargo. From April to the end of June, at least 1,379 people were reported killed or injured in Haiti and another 428 kidnapped. That's according to the United Nations. Meanwhile, at least 700,000 people have been left homeless in recent years by gang violence, more than half of them children. Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson will not appear at former President Donald Trump's North Carolina rally after a report on alleged online comments. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, who's running for the state's top post, will not speak or appear at former President Trump's rally on Saturday in his state. That's according to a person on the Trump campaign and a second person familiar with the matter. This is all fallout from a CNN report about his alleged post on a pornography website's message board. In a video released on X, Robinson says he's staying in the race.
This race right now, our opponents are desperate to shift the focus here from the substantive issues and focus on what you are concerned with to salacious tabloid trash.
Robinson's running against the state attorney general, Josh Stein. I'm Shelley Adler.
Meta, Facebook's parent company, has lost an appeal in a Kenyan labor court. On Friday, the court ruled that Meta could be sued in Kenya over the mass sacking of content moderators. The case involves 185 content moderators from various African countries. They were working for a Meta contractor in Nairobi. Their lawyer confirmed the case would proceed in the labor court. The moderators are seeking $1.6 billion in compensation. They accused Meta of exploitation and mental health damage. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.